BJ Kissel, Mitch Holthus with your postgame show for the Chiefs 20-12 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Mitch, we knew coming into this game that it was going to be a fight. The Chiefs were going to have a fight on their hands. They just came up a little short today.
Yeah, but if I told you on Saturday night and everybody in the Chiefs' kingdom the Steelers would have 20 points, what are you thinking? Chiefs would win the game. Chiefs had seven possessions in this game, BJ. Seven. Four of those got inside the 15 at one point or another, and no touchdowns. That's where the game was. The Chiefs did good job in time of possession. Le'Veon Bell didn't go crazy in the running game. The difference was the Steelers were 2 of 4 in the red zone with touchdowns, and the Chiefs were 0 for 4. And the Chiefs have been a good red zone team. This is one of the better red zone teams that I've seen in my time as the voice of the Chiefs. They were second in the NFL coming in with touchdown percentages, but none today. And they another chance. Jamal had the fumble at the 25-yard line. Wilson was open on a post, missed him there. I know there's some plays that we should have back. But when you get basically the playoffs within the playoffs, this had the feeling of a playoff game, and you had so many chances. You've got to take advantage of the opportunities when you get them.
Chiefs offense did average over 5 yards a play, or right at 5 yards a play. Alex Smith threw for over 300 yards. They were moving the ball like between the 30s, like you said. But the running game didn't quite get going today. What do you see from the struggles there?
Well, now they've got – this is not a great Steeler defense, but they still have some girth in the middle. Timmons, Harrison was kind of reborn today. You know, he'd been out, I think, for a while, but he's kind of like – he gave a late push, and he made some plays today. Worlds, this is still a linebacker-dominated defense. And then the guys up front, I think, did a better job of beating the Chiefs at the point of attack a lot of times. But Kansas City had some great countermeasures. Their receiver game, to the numbers to boundary, where they ran those wide receiver screens, Pittsburgh still hasn't stopped it. But you got to get to the end zone. Whether you run it or not, you're not always going to be able to run the ball. They were still great opportunities. I mean, they're inside the 15 four times. And so you needed to cash it in there and get some TDs, and you won this game. As it stands now, I don't know what Houston did against Baltimore, but you have an infinitesimal chance. But I'll give you a whole bunch of reasons why it'll be my thesis all week of why the Chiefs need to beat San Diego next week.
One big play in this game late in the first half after the DeAnthony Thomas catch was ruled back a yard after the referees ruled that it was the fourth down play, mm-hmm. where they were stopped short. Thoughts on that play?
Well, I'm waiting for Garmin to come into some they got the technology. If the NFL will check to put a GPS in the ball, GPS on the sideline, and use a laser and take away. It's been interesting to see the spots this year, something I'll talk about in the offseason with the officials of the league when it's proper to do so. But It's both ways, I think, is, you know, it's interesting. And it's been that way throughout the year. So I think Garmin's got the technology to figure this out if the NFL will just call them, quite honestly. But then Andy makes a big decision, because a touchdown at that point puts you up 13-10. A field goal makes it 10-9, but you do get the ball to start the second half. So it's kind of a flip of the coin. But nobody spent more time this week in preparing to beat Pittsburgh than Andy Reid. I can't imagine he got much sleep this week, but he almost treated it like it was a playoff game, which essentially it was, and went for it thinking you could make it. But that's where you did not – you got clobbered at the line of scrimmage on that play. Jamal didn't have a chance. So you could sit there and argue it at the coffee shop and online all week long. Should you kick a field goal, go 10-9? And but if you get a TD there, you go up 13-10, and then you get the ball to start the third quarter. So it's one of those – you can argue it back and forth, but it was another opportunity where you get the ball deep in their territory and do not get a touchdown.
Yeah, personally, I like the call. I'll stand by my opinion liking the call. 6 inches on the road in a playoff-type game. Got to get those 6 inches. Want to go into the playoffs. Like you said, now it's out of their hands. You talk about...
Well, we got VivoFits. We got all kinds of technology in this country. I mean, we think about the tech... to have the spot when it goes from the side to the hash... Or to the other. I mean, it's amazing how much yards are lost there. So I don't want to go beyond the scope of discussion here, but some things baffle me. That thing, I think the league could look at that and get some real – and look at Kansas City, because you know what? We've got the company to do it. Sorry.
You're absolutely right. Okay. Yes, we do. But while we're going down that road, you look at the Jamal Charles fumble, the Ron Parker holding on the third down in the end zone. Those are calls that change an AFC playoff race, and a lot of those breaks didn't go the Chiefs' way today.
No, and the hold was interesting there. And there was a pretty good pick route. Everybody owns pick routes, but they had a unique pick route with Heath Miller, where the tackle goes out and basically kind of wraps around Justin Houston. That's, I think, where the Chiefs were maybe kind of perplexed with that one. Mm-hmm. But give Roethlisberger credit now. I mean, this is a great offense, and Roethlisberger makes plays when he needs to. I mean, they've got the triangle with Bell. The Chiefs contained him today, held him under 4 yards of carry. Hard to do. Antonio Brown's tough to cover. Then you're throwing Heath Miller's the one guy. So it's more than a triangle. It's really a quadrangle with him. And they're in the playoffs. They haven't made it the last 2 years now. How hungry are these guys? 8-8, 8-8 doesn't cut it here. And so they're in. The Chiefs have to have a whole bunch of things happen. But there's a lot of reasons to beat San Diego, and I'm going to go right down the line. I'll harp on them all week long. I'll do my Chiefs brief on it. But you got a chance to sweep the Chargers, first time since 03, get back-to-back winning seasons, 05, 06, 20 wins in a two-year period. I believe it's 03, 04. You can have a .500 record at home. That's only twice in the last 8 seasons. There's a lot of reasons that stadium needs to be loud, proud, and after it, and try to beat Phillip Rivers next week.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about positives and looking forward, there's two young players that should be mentioned today. Albert Wilson, first half, 5 catches for, I think, 87 yards. And then D Ford came up, made a big play on the strip sack of Ben Roethlisberger.
Lots of discussion about national security, and should be in our country every day. There's also lots of discussion about the Chiefs wide receiver core. Well, here of late, you're seeing Albert Wilson become that deep third level threat and making plays that the Chiefs want and need as they move forward. We saw it in training camp. We saw it in the preseason. But there's enough of a nucleus of young players offensively that made chunk plays in the last several weeks of the season that gives you hope into next week. Not going to give up on 14 yet, but even going into the offseason and into next year.
Yep. All right, there you have it. Chiefs lose 20-12 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, a lot of this is out of their hands, but we'll have the scenarios for you at kcchiefs.com all week. I'm BJ Kissel with Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
65 toss power trap.